Are you an EMDR therapist and parent who wants to make more money, have more time with your family, and get better results with your clients? Welcome to the Future Template Parent Podcast. I'm your host, Carolyn Solo, LCSW, EMDR consultant, business coach, and mom of three kids under seven. I realized that the grind of weekly sessions was taking a massive toll on my ability to be the kind of parent and therapist I wanted to be. So I dove headfirst into learning about intensives. I read all the books and articles and did all the trainings. Now I've transformed my schedule, my income, and my clinical outcomes by offering intensive EMDR in my practice. I want to teach you how to do this too, so you can build a practice you love and spend more quality time with your family. Let's create the future template for your life as a parent and as a therapist.
And welcome back to episode 45 of the Future Template Parent Podcast. I am your host, Carolyn Solo, LCSW, mom of three daughters and EMDR therapist. Today, I just want to talk about a question that I got on Instagram from someone kind of asking about insurance reimbursement and intensives. And I've talked a little bit about this in a couple spots, but I thought I would just go ahead and give you kind of my full spiel on that. This probably won't be a super long episode, but I thought, you know, worthwhile question that other people are probably wondering about. So first, I'm going to talk a little bit about, in my experience, what will insurance actually reimburse for when it comes to an intensive. Some ways you can kind of think about optimizing insurance reimbursement. And also why it's not our responsibility as individual therapists to change how insurance companies reimburse. And then a little bit about how to talk about the value of an intensive to potential clients who might be interested in using their insurance. So in my experience and the experience of everyone that I know who does intensives, at most insurance companies will reimburse for a single hour of therapy, of outpatient therapy a day, right? Like, certainly you have your like IOP programs, your PHP programs, your inpatient programs, where obviously insurance companies are going to reimburse for more than a single hour of treatment a day. But, you know, we as outpatient therapists are not in that category. So offering anything beyond the standard 45, 50 minute hour of therapy in a day is kind of not in the insurance company's reimbursement model, right? This is another reason why, you know, I get frustrated with insurance companies and have always been out of network with insurance, is because insurance companies seem to know what they think the best treatment model is, which is 45 minutes of therapy once a week until as long as you can prove medical necessity and then no more, right? Like, no one decided that. There's no empirical support for why that is the best model of treatment, but it's what insurance companies have decided that they will reimburse, and therefore we have to go along with it to some degree, right? So that's what insurance companies will actually reimburse for. And so I do offer a super bill to all my clients, intensive clients as well. And, you know, I use a CPT code, usually the 90837 code for 60 plus minutes, I think that is. But I do put down the length of time that I'm actually with the client and the total amount of money. So they know the number of hours, and then it's the insurance company will usually reimburse from that first hour, whatever percentage they would reimburse. I have always been an out-of-network therapist. I'm not in network with any insurance companies. So it's not like if a client came to me and had Aetna and I was an Aetna provider that they could pay a $30 copay for the first hour and then pay out of pocket for the rest. Like, everything I do is out of network. So they're going to get a super bill regardless, right? I'm not going to be doing any billing through insurance, but that's what clients of mine have done. And they have, in a lot of cases, gotten reimbursement for that first hour, you know, every intensive day. And like when they have their intake day, which is a 90 minute session, I will put that down as 60 minutes. And sometimes they'll get, you know, reimbursement for that as if it were a 60 minute session. It really depends on the insurance company. But, you know, in general, they're not going to get a ton of insurance reimbursement. And that's, you know, the reality of doing an intensive and the reality of insurance companies dictating to us how we get to practice if we play by their rules, which is why I don't mess with insurance companies, but I will certainly provide documentation to my clients if they want to try to submit for insurance reimbursement. And I am always super, super clear with clients from the get-go about what they are likely to get reimbursed if they do submit for reimbursement. Like at most, you're going to get your out-of-network rate, reimbursement percentage for the first hour every day. So if we do a 15-hour intensive, and one of those, and then you've got your 90-minute intake, at most, you're going to get 1 hour of each of those 3 days, so 3 hours plus that 90-minute intake, which maybe the insurance company will view as a single session, right? That's the maximum you're going to get. The rest is all going to be out of pocket. So I don't ever, pretend that anything is different than that, right? I completely believe in full transparency. I believe that my rates should be on my website. I believe that it should be easy for clients to get their financial questions answered by my website. And of course, I will clarify anything with them over email or when we have a consult call. But I am not in the business of pretending that something is more affordable, quote, affordable than it is. And I really don't think you should be either. I think transparency when it comes to money and when it comes to many things in our businesses is so important. So that's kind of what I tell people about insurance. And like, certainly there are ways that you can optimize getting better insurance reimbursement, right? Like say you do 3 4-hour days plus the intake, that's your normal model. That's a model I use a lot. You could split that up into 6 2-hour sessions over 2 weeks, and then maybe they could get the first hour of each of those, sessions reimbursed. So maybe that's half. But I want to encourage you to make the decision about how you structure your intensive, not from a place of what will make this the most affordable to someone who wants to submit for reimbursement, but from a place of, does this work well for my scheduling? And does this work well for the clinical outcomes I want clients to get? Okay. If you're doing 2-hour sessions, you might end up booking 3 2-hour sessions in a given day, as opposed to an intensive day with one person. It just might change how you structure your time and structure your offering. And I really want to encourage you to create the offering that you think is optimal for you and for your clients, right? An intensive is going to be expensive for anyone. It's an investment of money. So trying to make it into something that is somehow really affordable is going to be tying ourselves into knots that might make us make sacrifices that we don't really want to make. So I would just really caution you to be honest with yourself about what is a format that you find is effective. I really love my 2 2.5 hours in the morning, hour break for lunch, 2 2.5 hours in the afternoon, 3 days of that total, plus the initial intake. I love that model. I think it works great. And you've heard me talk about that many times. I'm not going to start messing around with that because I'm worried that, I might lose a client here or there because they can't get insurance reimbursement. That's not my responsibility, right? And that's really what I think we should all keep in mind whenever we're thinking about insurance. Like in some ways, when you decide to offer mainly intensives, you're kind of circumventing the insurance issue entirely. It's something that comes up a ton for private practice therapists. Do I accept insurance? Do I go out of network, right? And we all have internalized all this guilt and shame about what it means to go out of network, that maybe not all of us have. I said all, but a lot of us have. Therapy should be affordable. I am just a capitalist, greedy, money hungry, whatever, if I only take out of network clients. All those stories that we tell ourselves. But what ends up happening when we tell ourselves those stories is we compromise our own needs to make therapy affordable for clients instead of advocating for insurance companies to be different, right? The more we play the insurance game by in the insurance company's rules, the less leverage we actually have to change those rules and change that system. It's such a classic kind of like Western capitalist idea that the individual, us, the individual therapist, is responsible for change as opposed to the system, right? The insurance company, which is so much more powerful than we, the individual therapist, individual therapists are, right? So, but, you know, the world that we live in makes us as individuals feel like, well, I'm supposed to be the one who fixes everything for everyone. So I'm going to be the one who makes my practice affordable, as opposed to saying, advocating to insurance companies and saying, hey, intensives are an amazing model that get great results and will save you money in the long run. We should be making this accessible to people. And I know you've heard lots of people on different private practice podcasts talk about this, but I completely agree. It is not our problem, the therapist, the individual therapist, to fix a broken system that takes advantage of people and harms them, okay? We need to protect ourselves, the work that we're doing, which is so hard, and intensives in a lot of ways are even harder. We cannot undersell ourselves and make and convince ourselves that the value isn't what it really is. It's a huge value that you're offering. There is no amount of money that you could charge for an intensive that would be too much. I mean, I say that, yes, if you charge $50,000 for 10 hours, that would be a lot. And, you know, I would never tell you what to do or not to do. I also know that most of you are not going out there and doing that. You're out here worrying that if you charge $200 an hour for an intensive, that it's too much. So I'm not worried that you guys are ruthlessly taking advantage of people, which, right, that's all of our biggest fears, that someone's going to say that of us. And if you listened to my episode a few weeks ago where I talked about someone calling me out on Instagram for being greedy, I've been afraid of it too, but it's not real. It's not about us. We need to care for ourselves and have the resources to provide a high value service and intensive. You need training. You need time. You need like the office space. You need the tools. You need, you know, there's so many things that providing this service requires in terms of cost. We cannot take on the responsibility for making this affordable, quote, affordable for people. Okay, a little rant there. So yeah, it's not our responsibility, okay? The therapist is not the one who is responsible for making intensives affordable, okay? We're not the ones who are responsible for making insurance companies, you know, playing the insurance company game. Okay, so last thing. This is a short little episode, like I said. It's just me ranting about insurance. But I thought it was a good question, so I thought maybe this will resonate with some of you. How do you talk about the value of an intensive to potential clients who want to use their insurance? So I think a lot of the time when we get someone who pops up on a consult call, maybe they didn't see what was on our website, maybe they just got our name from someone, you know, who knows? And they just assume, and this is not their fault, of course, this would make sense. You know, you have health insurance, you get to use your health insurance for, you know, health insurance, health costs like therapy. Of course, part of that is that, you know, the vast majority of insurance companies don't like to think of mental health care as health care, but, you know, and as usual, not as usual, but as always, the, what we provide, the value that we offer as mental health therapists is so undervalued in our world. You know, we hear everyone talking a good game about, you know, mental health is as important as physical health. Like we value mental health, this and that. And then the insurance companies don't back that up with, you know, insurance rate, you know, reimbursement rates that make it possible for a mental health provider to thrive. So anyway, but yeah, so you might get someone coming on to, into your world to talk about an intensive who just thinks that, yeah, when you want to use your healthcare, for a healthcare service, you can use your health insurance. And it can be really hard when you have to kind of tell them, actually, you know, and maybe they've told you a little bit about their presenting problem. Maybe you feel like, wow, this could be a great fit. And then you kind of have to deliver the news of, actually, you know, I don't accept insurance. Intensives are not something that insurance companies will reimburse. Like at most, you know, you tell them about the first hour, like that's, we can get you a super bill to make sure you get as much reimbursement as possible. But, you know, this is the actual fee that I charge, and it's likely that you're going to be responsible for like at least 80% of this. And it's a lot of money, right? We know it's a big chunk of change, several thousand dollars. I hope that you all are charging at least a few thousand dollars. But I think that it's always so important when we're talking to someone who doesn't really get how the financial piece of our practice works, and why should they? They're a client, to stay grounded in what you know to be true. Okay. You know that your service is valuable. Okay. You know that you can do something for this person that could really, really help them. So you come at it from that angle. Okay. I think it's okay every now and again to be like, yes, I hear that. It is a lot of money. But don't start apologizing. Don't start being like, but I'll knock this off for you. Maybe you can pay in installments. Don't start doing things that you wouldn't do for someone else just because you're starting to feel that little twinge of guilt in your belly. Okay? Really stay grounded in what you know you need to charge. And remember, you know, this is just sort of a little side note that just came to me. Anytime you make an exception for someone, kind of in the heat of the moment, it's actually not really very fair to everyone else who you haven't made that exception for. There's, you know, consistency actually helps everyone. When you are consistent, when you are transparent with all clients, and that includes price, everybody benefits. You are not going to feel differently about clients because they're paying different amounts of money, right? I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but back when I used to do a lot more sliding scale stuff, it was harder for me to feel, you know, the same way about a client that was paying me $50 an hour as it was to feel about someone who was paying me $150 an hour. I did show up differently. I did, and I didn't want to believe that that was true, but like, hey, maybe I was a little more likely to last minute cancel a $50 session, right? So we might be providing a service that is different, that is not equitable because we're charging different amounts. So please remember that too. That's real. And it's in our best interest and the best interests of our clients to give them like a service that's equitable. Okay. Right. So what was I saying? I think you talk to a client who wants to use their insurance about an intensive in the same way that you would talk about it to any client. I think it's okay to name that you hear their concerns about finances, that you're happy to answer questions about finances, but that you're not justifying or like trying to feel better about what it is that you're doing. Okay. That's not what it's about. You need to be true to what you know you need to charge. That's the fairest thing to the client. Okay. So I would just say you tell them, yeah, you know, insurance doesn't cover this. Here's why. Here's what it costs. Here's why I think this could be a really, really great thing for you given your presenting issue. Here's why I'm the person who really knows about this. And, you know, and I would also find out in that conversation, like, how did they get your name, right? Because if someone said, go work with Carolyn, she's amazing, you got some leverage there, okay? How do they even know about intensives? Like, there's a lot of questions you can ask in that initial call that's going to make the value clear to them. And you talk about the Disney Fast Pass analogy. You talk about the binging TV show analogy. There's a lot of different analogies you can use to get across this idea of like more value in less time, right? So you talk about it like you would talk about it to anyone. And you don't like get super attached to the outcome if possible. Know that if they say, I just can't afford that, it's way too much. That's not about you or about something you're doing wrong. That's their reality and that's okay. And I've had people come back to me later on, months down the line, and say, you know what? I've thought about this. I actually do want to do this. Great. Don't undercut yourself in advance by like dropping the price a lot and then having them just say, okay, when they could have come back 2 months later and decided, you know what? I am going to make this investment. So give them the like respect that you would give to anyone to make.
Sorry about that. I had to like the recording cut out. So give them the same respect that you would give to anyone who is considering your services. Don't immediately like say, oh, well, I guess that person is not going to be someone that I can offer an intensive to. You let them make their own informed decision. So those are just some of my thoughts about the insurance process and how it relates to intensives. I'd be curious to hear, of course, what other people think. And of course, I'm also going to be talking about whenever I do any kind of coaching or, you know, either my VIP day or my upcoming group coaching program that's going to be launching in September, part of what we will talk about is how to navigate, you know, insurance and what kind of paperwork do you need to give to clients if they do want to try to submit for insurance reimbursement, you know, super bills and CPT codes and kind of like scripts about what I say. All of that will be accessible to you if you choose to work with me in any way, just to make these conversations a little bit easier. So thank you, as always, for joining me. Next week, I'm going to be talking about three top reasons that should tell you that it's time to start offering intensives in your practice. So tune in for that one. You can follow me on Instagram at Future Template Parent, and you can check out my website at www.futuretemplateparent.com. That's where all the podcast episodes live, and that's where you can find anything you would like to find out about my offerings and the work that I'm doing. So take good care, everyone. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Future Template Parent podcast. I hope you've learned something that can help you move from feeling overwhelmed to energized about your practice and your personal life. You don't have to choose one over the other. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And please share it with another EMDR therapist who would benefit from hearing this episode. Each review helps us get the message out about how offering EMDR intensives can liberate your practice. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast listening app so you don't miss a single episode. See you next week.